Let's pray together. Lord of heaven, of earth, of hope, of every fragile beating heart. We rush around, but you don't. We get distracted, but you don't. We neglect others, but you don't. We get deceived, but you don't. You are forever laser focused on unstoppable truth and unrelenting grace, and so we worship you. When we see and perceive, as we should truly see and perceive, how can we not? The scriptures give us the language to use: sovereign, king, good, shepherd, most high, holy, love, wisdom, unsearchable. To this we say yes, yes, and forever yes, to the unending goodness of your shining, pulsating heart. Forgive us for our doubt, for our absent-mindedness, for the repugnant rebellion that comes so naturally to us. But in Christ, you come to us not with a hammer and a frown, but with a compassionate smile and open arms. Who are we that the King of Kings would also call us friends? Oh, right, we are your children. Children that you would die for, and children that you did die for. So with our lips and lives, we confess two words that take a lifetime to say: thank you. All these things we pray in the strong name of Christ. He taught us to pray together with these words, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.